What's the difference between presumption and faith?
Yeah.
And let me give a quick example so that someone can know what I'm talking about. I sell my car and get the money and give it to church, okay? Expecting some form of a reaping within 1 month, 2 months, 2 years go down the road, okay? And nothing has happened. And I thought I was doing it in faith. How do I tell the difference between presumption and faith?
Okay, I'll build it up from where you started. I think some of these things are overrated. Because when you look at things like education and vocations, the most educated people are not the richest. Some of the world's most known billionaires are school dropouts. They dropped out at least college or something. And so, in essence, they actually did not get the papers that they were aspiring for. So, when the curse happened, the Bible says that, and you will till the land, so you'll eat of the sweat of your brow. There is a level of the path in life that people follow that is an element of the curse. So you go to school, you cram all these sorts of things and you narrow them down to something that can get you employed, and then you get a paycheck, but the government cuts 45%, then they cut 5% here, there, and then you have a mortgage and you have all this. So in a way, it's no different from the curse, and that's how the world is done. And also people thinking that, oh, the more I know, the better. God just demystified that, because Solomon slept one day and woke up when he knew everything. So the PhDs you're trying to get, spiritually, you can actually get in a day. The difference, though, is that now when you get to walking with God, you have to find a purpose in what it is you're pursuing, because it is about God blessing the work of your hands. Because if God is not blessing the work of your hands, you're no different from anybody toiling. And so the reward of toil is the same, because the wages of sin is death. So ultimately, the money you get through just working and work will always have something about it that it's the blessing but adds sorrow. It is not the blessing of God. But when God blesses the work of your hands, it is such that it doesn't matter what it is you're doing, but the life that you live, the path that you take will be distinct. And so that is why people have to understand that, okay, I am not a better Christian just because I have a PhD. I'm not a better Christian because I have this degree. No, you have that because that's what you are, you know, you're already given a talent, a gift to have, to be able to pursue that.
What you're saying is that, what you're saying is that a lot of people focus on, like if they want to go into business, they focus on learning business principles and learning economic principles, and they forget the spiritual principles that supersede those particular things that are important to further them. That's what
Yeah, because ultimately the system was already rigged. You need to know those things to know how they work
in the system.
You know how the system works. Just like you look at Daniel and the other three Hebrews, the Bible says that in terms of the learning of Babylon, they were 10 times better. So there's no excuse for not being excellent, because it's part of the spirit of God anyway. So there's a place for knowing how the system works for the sake of actually, what you think is such important, I know it better than you. But the thing that distinguished people like Daniel was not the 10 times better. It was the spiritual part. The fact that they had commitment to pray 7 times a day, even though an edict is passed that whoever does this will die. The fact that they could interpret dreams, they had a spiritual vision. But you look at Daniel, who is serving over 4 kings. Those are almost 4 generations. And is probably the busiest person, but is able to find in his life a routine to pray so many times a day. He's able to be so spiritual that he can interpret what everybody has failed to do. But for me, what is most intriguing about him is that God trusted such a busy man, such an educated man, etc., to be the person to look at the 70 years of the return of Israel. To say, okay, I'm doing well all here, but there are people of God suffering. And it's my mandate to do the math and know when they're supposed to come and intercede for them. And also, because he was faithful in that, God showed him the very end of ages, where you might be a prime minister somewhere in government. You're busy trying to make things happen, but you're saying, no, Jesus is about to come, and there's some work to be done around that. So the perspective that people take, when you get engrossed into the world, you can think that you're making progress, but you're moving in a rat race, in circles. So people have to move out of the perspective of the purpose must supersede what you're doing. And that's why the purpose will bring meaning to what it is.
And you know, what I found interesting is that people like Daniel and Joseph in the Bible.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about now for anyone who's called into career.
Yeah.
Most people who win there are concentrated on just being excellent in the things of the world. But like you're saying, they were excellent in spiritual things. So it's one thing, imagine being a prime minister, which both of them were.
Yeah.
And being able to see in the spirit, to hear from God, and know